Hi guys, it's Marsha. Welcome to my podcast, Prison of Prosperity, Season 1, Episode Number 2. And today we are going to talk about gratitude. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? And if not, or if so, how is it impacting your business? So first of all, there are a few things that we need to be grateful for. I, for one, am grateful for my past. It has taught me a lot about gratitude. I'm also grateful for the people who challenge me on a daily basis to help me grow in my leadership and to grow personally and develop. And I'm also grateful for my shortcomings, because those are areas that I can identify that are always, always, always having opportunity for growth and development. So when we talk about gratitude, what does that look like? Why do I want to have an attitude of gratitude? So we're not just talking about keeping a journal and writing down, you know, just a couple woo-woo mushy things. You know, we're talking about what the gratitude attitude really does, okay? So what is the expected outcome? The expected outcome is to create a shift in your workplace, to create a shift in your mindset of your team, to empower, to pour into, to give recognition, to build up. Okay, and let's talk about it changing the giver as much as it changes the recipient. So as we go into creating that gratitude, what happens when gratitude is implemented, and what kind of things do we want to see develop in our business? We want to see higher morale. We want to see more engagement. We want to see more influence, performance, and productivity. Of course, those are among the things. And then what does the end result look like? So someone who receives gratitude usually is going to pay it forward, and they're either going to reciprocate that gratitude to the person they're receiving it from, or they're going to learn from it and they're going to pour that gratitude onto the next person because their cup is going to be full. So it makes a human connection. It creates collaboration. It really just opens a whole door of opportunity. Let's talk about the opposite of gratitude. So when we get in those spaces, sometimes we all have bad days. Maybe we don't have an appreciation for the individual that we're in an organization with, or our family member, our children, our spouses, our team players, whatever it is. Like, this person may be just getting on your last nerve. Maybe you don't agree about something. Maybe you are just in one of those spaces that no matter where you're at or what you do, every time you see this person's name, you see them doing something, like, it gives you that icky feeling, right? So that tends to build and build and build until we can shift it and actually do something about it. So what can you do about it? How do you show gratitude towards a person that really is creating challenging opportunities for you to grow? So it's a good indication that you need to either grow in leadership, grow as a team player, or grow and personally develop just a little bit more. So you look for those markers, and then you say, okay, how can I have gratitude for this person? Some people, you're going to have to think really long and really hard. But when you're thinking about gratitude, you don't think about what you have to come up with. What you want to think about is, what is it that they're looking to receive? Maybe they're displaying a certain behavior because they want your attention. They want to be praised. They want to be encouraged. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be celebrated. They want to just be appreciated. So you look at what that looks like for that person. For some people, it's a quick zip, zip message. For other people, they want to hear from you every day personally. They want to feel important. They want to feel like they matter. For other people, it could be sending them a gift. It could be sending them a card. It could be going and having lunch with someone. Now, when we're talking about all these things, some of you people are like, yeah, I could do that. And then you go and you have lunch with your best friend. Or you go and you have lunch with your parents or your kids. Someone like that's easy to do that with, right? So it's easy to show gratitude towards everyone that you already like, know, and trust, right? But how hard is it to spread that gratitude to people that maybe you just have to come to a point that you realize you just don't know them enough? Maybe we just need to take that time to get to know them. Maybe we need to just step back and say, how can I pour into this person and they receive it as a genuine act of gratitude? Like, there are some people out there in my organization, in my team, in my company, in my community, in my family, everywhere that are challenging. But does that mean that I just ignore them and disengage? Because that is just going to make them feel even more rejected, right? So what we need to do is we need to embrace these people. We need to build them up. We need to identify, like, what makes them feel special? What makes them feel confident? What is it that they need to be poured into? So as you're pouring into their cup, what is that doing? It's bolstering their attitude. It's helping them to engage more. Have you ever had a situation where you know you hurt someone's feelings and they just drew back, withdrew, and quit contributing and collaborating? Like, that is not what we want. Like, we continuously want to nurture as a team environment for people to collaborate together, for people to work together, for people to all feel like they're a part of something great, right? Because they are. Like, if you're trying to create something, nothing great was ever created by one singular person, right? So you need a team mentality. You need a team environment. That means that everybody can't be the leader. Everybody can't be the follower, but it takes everybody's special skills, talents, and abilities to come together to empower each other. So say I might not be really strong on handling something with a high level of assertiveness, but I can handle something by really pouring into someone and then saying, well, you know what? How can we look at this together and come up with a solid solution that works for everyone? You know, so there are so many giftings out there. If you just take everyone on your team and sit down for just 30 minutes and identify with them, that means go look on their Facebook pages. Go look and see what kind of conversations or contributions they're making. Are they contributing in a negative way? Maybe that's because they're not feeling positive in their own self. So how can we turn that around? We just simply need to pour into them more. Because at the end of the day, everyone wants to feel special. I can tell you when I was in prison, gratitude was so important. Gratitude is something that you have when you know everything that you receive is a gift. All right. So when you're sitting in prison, that mail, so important. But you know that you can't, you can anticipate maybe you'll get something. But if you start sitting there every day and you start saying, well, so and so didn't write me a letter, then that's going to create a negative attitude for you to feed and fuel every single day. However, if you're sitting there and you're not even expecting anything, it's like it's better to expect it. It's better to not expect it and get it than to expect it and not get it, right? So when you're sitting there during mail call and your name gets called out, it's like, wow. I remember one time I had a visitor. I only had one visitor the whole time I was in prison. And that visitor, it was really a shock who that person was at the other end of that table. But I really wasn't connected closely with this person, but just the fact that they went out of their way to visit me. Now, granted, it was quite an ordeal to get a visit, but when I sat down to that visit, it really made me feel special. It really made me feel, and when you're in prison, you feel like a number. 373699, that was my number. I'm here to tell you, I will forever remember that number. And when I sat down at that table, I didn't feel like that number. When I got mail, I didn't feel like that number. The only Christmas gift I got, my son sent me $200. I was able to get a radio, get my canteen, you know, get a few things for myself. So it was really nice. And so I learned to be grateful. I used to think that cable TV was a necessity, guys. Like, we need to really examine what it is that we, you know, take for granted and take a step back. And just take on that attitude of gratitude of everything that we have, everything that we are, everything that is in front of us is nothing short of an honor and a privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things are so amazing and we need to appreciate them more and more. So go out there and spread some gratitude to your team. Spread some gratitude to your family. Maybe even write a letter to someone that you haven't been in touch with in a long time. But whatever gratitude looks like for you, I assure you, whenever you give it out there, it's going to come back to you in tenfold. I'll tell you, this week, I just sent my daughter the most beautiful, colorful array of flowers because she was having a bad day. And in less than a week's time, my mentor sent me 2 dozen yellow roses. Like, wow, that was amazing. So as you give that gratitude, it'll come right back to you every time. I look forward to doing episode number 3 with you. Please share this with your friends and family. I love you guys so much. Over and out from Marsha. Always talking about the story from prison to prosperity and how you too can have prosperity in your life.